It is the review on the Anfield Rap. Dan Morgan, Andy Heaton and Sean Rogers to go through Newcastle United 0, Liverpool 2. We'll start at the very beginning, Sean. I think there is something to be said about Liverpool doing what I would call the right thing with bringing Virgil van Dijk back in. We've seen in recent weeks a bit of an unhelpful meritocracy, I call it, especially around midfield areas when we had that run of Bechetta, Thiago and Keita, for example. And, you know, you had at least two games I can think of at the top of my head there where it just looked like that had run its course and actually wasn't benefiting the team. The manager does like to keep players in if they performed all right the game before, especially, and Mata plays relatively well against Everton. But I think he's done the right thing. I had a feeling he might have gone with Matip again alongside Van Dijk, but he goes with Gomez for this one. And then the rest of it, you'd say broadly, makes sense across the board.
Yeah, the presence of the Madrid fixture is the big one, isn't it? Because if we haven't got Madrid Tuesday night, you wonder whether Virgil may have sat on the bench. I'm not sure whether he would have done because, you know, now you can sort of look at the league table for the first time in a very long time. It brings into stark focus that if we'd have got beat, it would have been looking like a long way home to try and get into top four potentially. Whereas now, everyone's got that bit of an extra bounce in the step. So having Virgil available to the game's huge. It also gives the manager a chance to have a look at him for a half. Even Virgil's got the ability to cruise like a Rolls Royce through periods of a game. You assume that he must have trained really well for them to consider him for this. And they've always got the chance then to go Matip and Gomez if they feel that Van Dijk either during the game, whether it be form or recovery, even between now and then. I very much doubt that. I think the plan would be to back him up for obvious reasons. I thought that they would probably rotate the centre-halves. I'm now not, I don't know whether Jurgen will do that because we know Jurgen likes getting into a rhythm and going back to back, but I don't like Gomez going back to back in games. So I assumed our selection would be whoever started at centre back today, or sorry, against Newcastle, wouldn't be starting against Madrid. In midfield as well, we've seen how fresh Jordan Henderson in particular looked against Everton. And if we were talking about if you could just get a massive 60, 70 minutes out of Jordan Henderson and then wrap him up in cotton wool a little bit and then go and get it again a week later, that seems ideal for him. So actually the way the game's planned out in terms of midfield, Liverpool have been able to get some big rests in. But pre-game, I was wondering whether, you know, do you rotate for Newcastle in the midfield or do you maybe rotate a bit for Madrid?